Today, a federal judge in Norfolk, Virginia, heard arguments in the case of Yasser Essam Hamdi. Hamdi was caught by U.S. troops in Afghanistan last year and taken to the base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. When it was discovered he was an American citizen, Hamdi was brought to the U.S. The government has classified him as an enemy combatant and says as such he has no legal rights. Today's argument before federal Judge Robert Dumas did not touch that question, but focused on the narrow issue of why the government even decided to call Hamdi an enemy combatant. NPR's Barbara Badley was at the hearing. Barbara, why is this issue so important?
Well, it's important, Margot, because if Yasser Hamdi is indeed an enemy combatant, then the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has strongly implied that Hamdi, or any other citizen of the United States, anyone else the U.S. government says is an enemy combatant, that person would have no legal rights. Now, let me just back up and give a little history here. In May, Judge Dumas ruled that Yasser Hamdi, as a U.S. citizen, has some legal rights, at least the right to meet with an attorney. And the government appealed, and in July, the appellate court said, no, we're sending you back this case, Judge Dumas. The judiciary is not supposed to tell the president how to wage war. So we think if the government says enemy combatants like Hamdi have no rights, then they have no rights. But, the appellate court said, you can look at one thing, Judge Dumas. Did the government give good enough reason for classifying Hamdi as an enemy combatant? I mean, the government has to have a real strong reason to strip a U.S. citizen of his rights. So did the government have enough reason? And that's what the hearing was about today.
So did the government give a lot of evidence?
No, it didn't. The government lawyer in the case, Greg Garr, relied on a declaration by a man named Michael Mobbs. He is designated as a special advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense. The declaration is 2 pages long, and it says essentially Yasser Hamdi is an enemy combatant because he was caught in Afghanistan with an assault rifle and told military investigators that he went there to train with and, if necessary, fight with the Taliban. The government attorney said, you know, Judge, that should be enough.
And was it?
It didn't seem to satisfy Judge Dumas. Garr had gotten about a minute into his argument before Dumas started pelting him with questions. You know, who is this Michael Mobbs? What authority does he have to declare Hamdi an enemy combatant? Dumas pointed out that Mobbs apparently didn't know when Hamdi was captured, so how could he be considered an expert in the case? Or was he, as the judge put it, just hired to make a statement? The government attorney just repeated his argument that the court should defer to the president's judgment and to say more would harm national security.
Who is trying to get legal rights for Hamdi?
Well, that's the federal public defender, Frank Dunham. Now, the judge clearly seemed to favor Dunham's arguments. Dunham said, look, nowhere in this statement by Mobbs does he say Hamdi is an unlawful combatant. And if he's not an unlawful combatant, then he should be considered a prisoner of war, in which case he has at least some rights, like, you know, he can't be kept in solitary confinement without access to anyone but the brig commander. Not even the detainees in Guantanamo are treated that way, and they aren't even U.S. citizens. And the judge really seemed to seize on that point. The judge also liked another point that Dunham made. He said he agreed with Dunham, how can Dunham challenge Mobbs' declaration if Dunham can't meet with Hamdi or read Hamdi's statements to the military or see if Hamdi disagrees with them?
So did they ever get to the question of whether Hamdi had rights?
Well, the issue kept coming up because it's such an enormous issue. At one point, Dunham said to the government attorney, hey, is there any restraint on the government's actions now that they've designated Hamdi as an enemy combatant? I mean, you're saying that he has no rights and you can put him in a windowless cell indefinitely. If the military, he said this, quote, sat him in boiling oil, would that be lawful? So he's clearly frustrated with the government's position.
Thanks. NPR's Barbara Badley.